First of all, we need to go ahead and elect a chairman for this year. Today's date is August 2nd, 2020. Lou Ann Deere, former chairman, and soon to be former chairman. So I'm going to go ahead and take nominees for a chair for this year.
Whose turn?
Actually, I
nominate Glenda.
Not I. I want to get a year under my belt. Ain't this
your
turn?
We will let you do that.
We're not going to.
I really think it is down between Melinda and Glenda. So
is that an official nomination, Melinda?
Lovely.
Okay, so Glenda has been nominated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thanks, well, you didn't want to came here all nice
all
and
right.
prepared.
Yeah, you came here all prepared. So
ready for it. I came with it in my shirt pocket.
New chairperson, madam, for the year. I'll let you take it over.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess what we need to do is announce everybody that is on the board for the record, and then go over the model uniform hearings, because there were a couple things that we learned this year that we could do, and I'll go over those. But I'm Glenda Mudgett, I guess the 2021 chairman.
Jeff Stevens.
Kent Baker.
Melinda Reynolds.
Lou Ann Deere.
And then let's get the others introduced that are in the room.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
I'm Allison Miller. I'm a Deputy County Clerk.
Philip Murphy, I'm County Attorney.
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Cherise Martin, Pass.
Okay. So, a few things that, Melinda, you correct me, Chrissy, that we learned last year. I think it kind of got in a tit for tat on a couple. But we do not have to make the decision why that person is standing there. We can stay in session and discuss the case and let them know that we will send them our response within 10 business days, from my understanding. Correct?
Like
we used to do.
And so typically, same thing with county court. So when there's a contentious issue, then generally what you'll want to do is make the motion to take it under advisement, okay?
Okay.
And we do the same thing in county court. Judge Baker, usually, never will make a decision at the actual hearing. We'll just say, thank you, both parties. And one of y'all would need to say, make a motion to take this under advisement. Second, whatever, vote on it. And then y'all say, we'll get back to you within 10 business days, and you'll receive an order. Do we have your, what's the best way to contact you? Email address, letter?
I think that'd be much better, and we're not sitting here, you know, feeling pressure.
No problem.
Okay, and then, according to the model uniform hearing procedure, the assessor will go
first.
Then the taxpayer will go, or their representative, and then the assessor can rebut. And then after that, I would say we can take everything under advisement to the taxpayer and let them know.
Well, we'd have to have a motion.
Yes, yeah. Somebody can motion now. I think that would be our best way to do these this year.
So I was asking about field trips, too. If there was a property they needed to go see, that for the attorney purposes, that they might invite the taxpayer also and make it an open deal so that it's not more, and that they didn't advise only two people go.
They invited everybody to go.
If it's something they need to look at before they make their determination, and also invite the taxpayer, whether they go or not, at least they were invited so that there's no looking like there's anything.
Yeah.
That's not an open
and, group. Of course, the ex parte talking outside among others is a no-no. You want to do it in here. So.
Vehicle count?
Do what?
In the vehicle going and coming, does that count? Ex parte, you can't discuss it at all?
Not the case, no. It has to, we have to be in here.
So we have to talk about other things in the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple things pointed out about the mass appraisal, and I thought was interesting because, I don't know, I thought they were more explanatory this year than they were in that big group that we had.
Because I have Hamilton, because he was a new attorney, and he was more.
Yeah, he was definitely
more
really good.
And slides are.
And letting you know what you could do or what you can't do, or the process of the reappraisal, such as something that he did bring up on the appraisal. Say, for instance, somebody says, well, I have this appraisal. And he said, well, what was that appraisal used for and who was it for? Because he was saying specifically, say somebody, a homeowner comes in with an appraisal and says, well, I just bought this property at this much. He said the benefit wasn't the taxpayer. The benefit was the bank that did it. It was just for bank purposes. And the reappraisal is the reappraisal for the county and the area. So like I had called because mine went up, I think it was $60,000. But the land in Greenbrier is what brought my mass appraisal up because land is averaging $10,000 an acre. So I really had never looked at it so much as that way as looking at it, you know, across the county. And, of course, though, you know, you don't want to compare Centennial to, say, Southern Hills. But, you know, it was just interesting, I thought. So.
What did they say about COVID also? They said something about we shouldn't get any COVID cases about that, but they said that like hotels could come in and bring their stuff showing a 70% vacancy rate or whatever, and that those would be valid to be heard if it's because of COVID that they have had, but they had to show proof. They had to bring paperwork and proof of vacancy rates and the reason why their stuff is so low. Before we can look at them and send them a valid COVID.
And the big question he said to make sure you asked, was there any government subsidy given?
Yes.
Also, we're looking at this as of January 1, 2021, not before.
Right.
So.
Yeah, they said they come in, say, in March and April, we were looking at the January 1 dates stuff. That they had to prove it, ask them for paperwork. They have to show that they were at a huge loss of revenue without the PPE. Government assistance to back it up.
And that could go for anybody, hotel, restaurants, whatever.
Yeah.
They said hotels is what mainly they've been talking to about.
Well, fixing to say you need to take in that government assistance that they got.
They said you take it in account.
Yeah. As income?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Because they got it.
Yeah.
So.
You know that.
I think it's going to be interesting, but.
Could be.
Yeah, because some of the hotels usually come on a non-COVID time. So,
yeah. And they usually wait till the
very last
end. They photo finish on the
call. Yeah.
So see when they bring in their financials if they figure in that federal money.
Yeah.
You have any questions for us since you're here?
No. I'm definitely not here.
I have a comment, though, on our, like, letting him go and us discussing it. Do we want to make a little extra time after each meeting to discuss that, or do we want to set something at the end of the day and say maybe an hour at the end of the day?
To discuss all of the hearings for that
day? I think we should not adjourn the meeting until we're
satisfied with that day. Saying,
but we can also say, well, this one we think we feel that it should be continued.
True, but when do we want to hear that? Do we want to hear it? I mean, do we want to discuss it the same day, like in the afternoon afterwards?
I would.
So that's what we need to look at, setting the calendar as maybe
an hour past that.
Well, do y'all want to go back over the calendar and let's reconfirm that?
Yeah, either way, under each case or at the end of that same day.
I was going to say.
Well, it's
Friday. Yeah, I would say at the end of the same day, yeah. So that
because then we might get off on our time.
Yeah.
Discuss it at the end of each one.
About time you drove in here.
So we have nothing scheduled for this week, and I've got on the 9th that we can do them in the afternoon. On the 10th, we can do them till noon. I have Thursday set to do till 8 o'clock at night, or to do late in the evening, because we have to set at least one day a week for that. That's the 12th. And
okay, for a nighttime on the 12th?
The night that we will do in the afternoon. And this is based off y'all's feedback. Yeah. Different ones of you wouldn't be available in the morning, but you're available in the afternoon, or you're available in the afternoon and not in the morning. So.
Okay, there's going to be a couple days I'm probably not going to be available. Okay. That I just found out.
Okay, because you didn't have your calendar at that time set for August.
No, I've been in physical therapy, so fun stuff.
We know that 18th, 19th, and 20th we won't be scheduling any because nearly all the elected officials will be in Rogers.
Rogers.
Okay. Yeah.
18, 19, and 20.
Okay. And we will schedule on the 17th till noon. I've got the 23rd marked out.
So no hearing?
No hearing on the 23rd. I've got in the afternoons for the 24th. Okay. And then the rest of the dates show available for everybody.
So we know that Travis will probably be in on the 31st.
Okay. So I need to get from Glenda what dates she thinks.
Well,
we need to
I told physical therapy that I would call them and try to, after I got met today, and then just reschedule all my stuff.
Okay.
So they're trying to keep me out of shoulder socket surgery.
But you want to probably do that if at all possible.
Yeah.
You know, we're roto-rooted.
Yeah, I'll just move. So I'm just going to make everything work. That's what I'm here for. So that's what I prefer.
So next week, we're only going to schedule on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
No, that's just the dates. If I didn't call out the date, then I have show that y'all are all available.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what do we have this week?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. We had scheduled one, but Charisse worked it all out. And
wow.
So we... That we was they canceled with us.
Overnight, I think say.
Is AM?
AM was out.
AM.
What I understood, yeah.
So afternoon only on the 9th.
And I know this gets confusing, but you know, they set the hearings and they cancel them. I notice you, they cancel them, and then we're setting new ones and they're canceling. I know it gets confusing, especially when you cancel one in the middle of a big day, but.
I got that.
We'll try to
11, 12, 13.
Start to say let's try to at least
open.
Get a whole day.
Thursdays
yeah, I mean, but last year we didn't get a whole day, I don't think ever last year because it just would not work out.
I know we need to be available, but still they need to
the 24th.
Realize that.
Well, a lot of it's this five-day thing.
Yeah,
you know, they get 5 days, or Chrissy gets 5 days to review their evidence, and then they don't understand what evidence is. So it... That makes it tough, and then they work it out with Charisse because, one, they don't want to come.
Well, I do have a question after all. Zoom, what are we doing with...
Oh, that's good.
One, do you want to even provide that as an option?
Well, don't we kind of have to since we're still in a pandemic?
Well, yeah, welcome to Monday morning problems at the law office of the county attorney. Yes. So we have the governor's new emergency order, which when there's emergency, it says that basically that meetings can use Zoom, but you don't have to. So it's really up to you whether you want to use it. It gives you the ability. Honestly, I think even if we didn't have an emergency order, you'd probably have the ability to allow people to appear via Zoom for EQ board hearings. But it's up to you. If you don't want people to use Zoom, then we can say all meetings in person.
I'm fine with the Zoom. It doesn't bother me.
I'm fine with the Zoom, but I think all board members need to be here.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, fixated, and the appealant, property owner, agent, whatever, needs to understand that they need to have all any and all evidence
right.
in.
Yeah.
To where y'all can look at it physically.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they are supposed to have it to Chrissy 5 days in advance.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all just don't get to see it till that day.
Well,
we had them numerous times last year present something on the day of the hearing because they didn't realize what they were presenting is evidence.
Well, I think we're a little bit better off, too, this year. We're more
adept. Because we've had to do it.
Yeah. So I guess on those that are appealing, they just need to know that that's an available. Y'all probably need to vote on that as far as to make it a formality of whether that's.
Make a motion to allow?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Then we'll allow Zoom meetings this year.
There's just that one last year. They work well. They're just sometimes hard to hear and understand.
Yeah.
On a one-on-one.
It's a weird setup that they have here because this microphone, this little R2, D2 thing, is really just over our airway. It's not plugged into the microphone system. And so, essentially, as you talk through your microphones, it goes to those speakers, which goes over the air into this machine. So often, this machine doesn't pick up sounds around the room very well, but it certainly picks up anything that's said in the microphone well just because it's amplified over.
I think it'll be better in court just because we're the only ones in here and it's quieter.
Yeah.
You don't have any of this in here.
No, that's possible, but it is not a perfect system. I wish it was hardwired. Maybe one day it will be, but as of right now, that's what we have. And we'll be able to use the projector to see the person.
And we have had a lot of Wi-Fi go down, and that creates a big problem with Zoom. It's Wi-Fi down, and we've had a lot more of that down in our building than we've had lately.
The good thing is, usually, I don't trust the Wi-Fi, and sometimes I usually just hardwire it because that little blue wire comes across.
Okay.
And I hook it up.
Well, but the whole internet system has been down a lot.
The
whole internet system has been down. Let me put it this way. Wi-Fi only works if the whole system works. And we were down a lot last week, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, hopefully we won't have that too much of an issue.
We only have one or two people in the room.
We have hot spots, too, if we need to.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We might all just get one turned on for EQ. I've got plenty I can get turned on.
Anything else you can think of that they brought up this year?
No, I was going to tell Margaret, she was talking about the rules and stuff. They were saying that they get them and download them on ACD's website. I did go there and look, and they have not been updated. So they are the exact same ones we've already had for you. They have not done any new ones.
Oh, they didn't do new ones, so I can give out the other ones?
They're still the same 19 year. I verified that the other day because I was going to print some and bring them, but they're the same ones.
I think it's probably a little early. We'll probably wait and see where we are now on this time and then set September. Because we try our best not to go into September.
Yeah. Fill us in on how's it going on your end?
Slow. Oh, we're on record, so why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, sorry.
I'm Dale
Wong
Lewis.
Oh,
his husband's Lucas.
He's had a couple of informals that called me that I suggest they call him that he's looked at.
The biggest problem I see is motels. I tried here in White County to get some ADRs and all this, and I went to 10 motels here. I got 3. They're holding on to them, I think, because this mayor guy or whatever his name was we had on Zoom, he came in on those motels.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a whole bunch of them. I've talked to him. I've even asked him, send me your
Well, the big question is, did they get any subsidy? That was brought up in our certification
federal.
The other day.
Federal.
Any of the PPE loans or any bailout from the government?
That's going to be the issue as well.
They were saying the other day they take that in account when they call.
Oh, I will. I was going to ask about that.
Mm-hmm.
On apartments, we haven't heard from Travis yet. Okay.
On time yet.
But I got to thinking late last year, me and Therese, when we were out and finished listing everything, we went by at least six apartments and went in and talked to the managers and asked them, are you having a hard time?
If they are, it's their own fault.
The second that they're for rent, they're rented.
Yeah.
And they've even raised the rates beyond what you can imagine.
But here's the thing. I've got an appraisal on an apartment complex. They approved a 6.5 cap rate. We have a sale here in Conway. It's the, all that big thing they tried to dormitories off, Dave Ward.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name, but they keep changing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got $11 million sale on it.
Yeah, and there was another apartment sale last week.
And there's a cap rate of 6 on that. Okay. I am in a dilemma, and I'll do whatever you guys want me to. But when I have calls with all these apartments like he does, I'm going to send him the ratio study I've got because there's like 5 or 6 sales on it. I think there's 6. One of them is fell out. I think it's below what it should be. The other ones have a COD of 3.4, I think, in them. I mean, we're so close on all these other ones, it's ridiculous. So I'm going to send them and go, what do you want me to do? I've got proof here. You know, I don't know if I want to sit and spend a Saturday and a Sunday going through all his stuff.
He might not call on those this year because of the market.
Travis will call.
The market's been nuts, though, on apartments.
How many times has he got a hold of us and said, look, I know these are real close, but for me to get paid,
he has to come.
I got
to
bring him the board. You guys know. You
know. Yeah. Does he usually call you first and have you go through them like,
yes.
Like everybody else?
Yeah.
Well, did they have a period that they couldn't evict people? Where they couldn't. Did they lose money because they couldn't evict people? Because they
didn't have that problem.
Huh?
They didn't have that problem.
I know evictions are up very high this year.
It wasn't last year we talked about.
Yeah, but that's interesting you bring that up because I just heard on the rate of the Good Morning America, they have $37 billion city to help people with evictions. They've only used 4.
Yeah, because the government hasn't figured out how to distribute it.
Right.
And they can evict, or at least start the process.
Yes.
Just that the tenant then has to file a separate action to show that there's a problem because of COVID. So it's not that evictions haven't occurred. It's just that...
Well, I knew they were occurring. I just didn't know if it affected the apartments.
I think the biggest question...
Because if they're not evicting, then they're losing money.
Any of that is going to be, did you receive any government subsidy we need... And you need to bring it and show it to us.
Mm-hmm.
They said that's where they're probably going
to
back off.
And they're not going
to
prove it, yeah.
Well, I have to ask this. Is government subsidies taxable? In Section 42s, they look at it as non-taxable. So.
Well, this is
but
a
it was income and it's different. And he
yeah,
told us,
animal.
The attorney got up there and said that's going to be the number one question that we need to be asking.
Sure. Yeah, I have no problem with that. But is it taxable is my only question.
Does anyone know if you can find, I mean, if they say no, can we find out? Is that something that we
can
find out if they got it?
Yes.
Okay. Is that some of the proof that we could, the research I could do on our end?
Yeah, I think all PPE loans are out there. Yeah.
Another thing, White County finishes this year also reappraisal. Are there any dates that you think that you might be split between?
Oh, I imagine it is. I've already told Therese and Amanda Alvin over there that some of these
there may be some flip-flopping back and forth because he represents White County also, and they're doing their reappraisal just ended also, so this is their reappraisal year.
White County did not go up as much as this county.
Oh, this county went crazy.
I don't understand why, because I've talked to Al about it several times, and he was raising factors just like we were here. His calls are not here as much as the ones here.
I have an investor that owns property in White County and here, and he blew me up. He's going, what are y'all doing? You're raping us.
That's just, to me, I don't think Faulkner compares to White. I don't think Faulkner and White are the same.
No, they're not.
Mm. They're not.
Well, you guys got a lot more colleges.
Right.
Yeah, we're right.
Well, with the going up so much, did we kick back down to a 3-year reappraisal cycle?
We did.
Yes.
I was going to tell y'all. We did get the email this week that we are going to a 3-year cycle this next time for the first time since 2011. Barbara sent me that email on Friday and said as soon as she entered our abstract, we had enough growth, it will be a 3-year cycle next time.
Oh,
glad you asked that, because I
forgot. Well, fix it.
The way the government's going,
yes,
they're going to have to raise the interest rate eventually.
Yeah. Well, and everybody that's scrapping too, saying if the market, what if the market does this? What if it does this? Well, this will be a way for them to reevaluate in 3 years and not be stuck with a 5-year market. Of course, it's not going to that all at once, but we should have a bunch of these that don't reach full, I guess, if they're doing 5% increases and we're doing redoing in 3 years.
I don't know. I talked to a couple developers and I asked them, you know, when the supplies come back in demand, what are you going to do? And they said, why would I go down now? Was one of them's answer. He said, I'll probably just keep it the same. What's your intake on that?
Nothing.
But
until it happens.
It kind of makes sense because then he. I just don't see it.
Well, they won't as long as people pay it. They won't come down. They don't have a reason to.
I think they'll do nothing.
I think it's kind of mellowed here recently, but I don't think I think our time of seeing, 100 a foot in Southern Hills, those days are gone.
They did say the housing market was coming down.
I think stuff's not selling in hours anymore as bad as it was.
Yeah.
Some of that's kind of mellowed a little bit, but not a lot. I mean,
instead of two, it's six.
Yeah, 6 hours.
We'd extend it at least another 4 hours.
When they come knocking
on
your
door.
When they knock on your door.
It's still pretty bad
when
people see outside and stop and say, would you call me first? Begging you. Because they can't get anything else.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff wasn't staying on the market very long at all.
Well, from what I hear from the realtor I'm dealing with, if you want to sell a house, you better do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just sold two in Sherwood.
And she says that she has no listings.
I have them, and they're all under contract. I sold 7 last week.
No, hadn't been in over a year.
Which is unusual. It's still hot. I mean, a lot of people moving in from out of state. California, Washington. One of the girls at our office was in Washington and Seattle. Their average per foot, $550 to $1,250. Same way with Texas. Can you imagine?
It'll be a fixture.
So they sell there and they never take cash.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why they're driving. They don't. It doesn't matter what the appraisal says because they have cash. They sell their home for $1 million and they pay $500,000 here. They don't care.
They have cash left over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Deferred maintenance home.
Wow.
And people are stopping going, how much? It's not done. How much? You're like, well, I'm building for myself. I can sell it. It's crazy.
Yeah, stuff we found 2019 and early 2020 went down.
They brought up something about us seeing what was going to be heard. Do you remember what she said on that? Or he said?
Yeah, I don't know that they said. I thought I misunderstood that. Some people were talking like they did get
it. They get it.
Yeah. Like it wasn't against the law to
get
allow
it. We
them
just
to have the
could not
ahead
talk
of time.
About it.
that they didn't recommend it, but they didn't talk like it was against the law to not see it until they get here.
Yeah.
There was a couple counties talking about getting that stuff sent to them ahead of time.
Which was, I thought, kind of strange.
And Hamilton said he didn't recommend that, but he didn't say it was against the law to do it.
Yeah.
And so...
But I thought it was.
I mean, so did I.
I thought it was. I thought that was clear.
I thought they couldn't see it until the morning we come in here and hand it to them. But they were talking like they didn't recommend it, but that it...
Because some of them are doing it.
A couple of them are allowing it.
Which I thought
was
strange.
Because there was a couple counties there together that were talking about sending their stuff ahead of time.
It was crazy.
I guess that's a Phillip
question. Because she said, well, we don't do that. And he said, well, I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
I'll take a look at it.
But he didn't say you wasn't allowed to do it, so...
I'll take a look at it and I'll let y'all know.
Okay.
Yeah, because after that we were like, what? Can you look at it?
Well, especially if it's like something big, you know, one of his. It's about
this
thick.
He was also saying, he also said at the realtors that they've ever sold it before, that's not really a conflict of interest that they would have to recuse themselves. That that wouldn't qualify just because you're a realtor and have sold it in the past.
What if
it would have to be something that you... could use your own discretion on whether you felt like you had too much knowledge about it or not to recuse yourself, but having represented or sold it before didn't qualify for that.
I think that's what the question was, is because we wouldn't know until the day we got here.
Yeah.
Because the county judge, if I recused or whatever, then the county judge
could appoint somebody.
And they don't have to be certified for that appointment.
For that.
Because that's not
that
a...
that hearing that time.
But they were asking at what point would he do it if we get to, if we pass it out. And then she realizes she's all up in the middle of that, needs to recuse herself. At what point then does Jim go find somebody else if there's no ahead of time knowing what she's hearing?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, okay.
So that's what brought the question up.
Yeah. How does that apply for something maybe I just appraised for a bank or something?
They said it was up to your discretion whether you think you have too much knowledge in it to need to recuse yourself or not.
Okay.
I know you recused yourself one time for what was oil and gas, the buildings and guy.
Yeah, I mean, I helped develop that.
That she had some knowledge of and she decided to sit out of that one.
Yeah, but fix safe, that last minute placement shouldn't be necessary because we still have a quorum.
If we have a quorum.
Yeah, if we have a quorum, but if for some reason we weren't going to have a quorum.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking. If we have a quorum, they just sit out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think.
But I think that was part of the question about could we have it early, you know, or them talking about having it early is because we wouldn't know until we got here.
Well, it makes sense to me to give you all the information, that way when I'm canceling, you know what I'm canceling on because I have it tied to something.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think last year did cause confusion, y'all not having it.
Right.
So I that will be whatever Phillip thinks is best for us to do. I don't mind giving out ahead of time any of it.
Yeah.
Because I do have to make sure Chrissy gets it. So it's not any harder to send it to all of y'all and Chrissy.
Yeah, it's like last week I had to tell Allison, remember to send me and Cherise the application with the parcel and stuff on it, but don't send it to y'all. So then she had to send just that email to us, but then send the email to everyone with the date, with the time and date and stuff on it, and also us, but not send the other. So you have to keep your mind switched to send half of it to us and the other, all of it to the rest of us. But.
And then if we have any personal property, such as the vehicles, if anybody comes in on that, it was because they switched and not a...
They switched to NADA from Price Digest.
And that did make a difference. So.
And me and Jeff talked about the difference in there.
Yeah.
Us sending the letters out because there was a mess up in their Price Digest and they chose to switch to NADA. And we were talking about the other day because even at convention a few weeks ago, they were saying that the market on used vehicles is still nuts. I know I was telling him the Fords are the worst. In the system, out of everything, the reports we ran, like his truck is crazy. The
F-250s, 350s
are way...
Well, actually, when I first contacted you, I seen what it was. And I looked, before I contacted you, I looked NADA KBB. But one thing I didn't look at back then that I've looked now is what is it for sale out in the market?
Right.
I didn't look back at that time. And it's, now I've seen an increase like on my vehicle since the first year, but we're also got a... Remember, it's January 1st on anything, and because you know, seeing things going up, because my wife's had offers on her 2012 Jeep that I, you know, she had like 18,000 first part of the year. Mm-hmm. Then later, two or three months later, it was 22,000 trying to buy the vehicle to turn around and resale.
Yeah, Heath drove a 2012 HD GMC. Mm-hmm. Can't find them anywhere, nowhere, used or new. And they were going to offer him like 25,000 for a 2012 HD. And I know Allison, she just bought a Jeep. She had a 2020 Elantra, which was one of the average cars, and paid like 18.5 or something for it, owed like 16.8, and they were going to give her like 13.3 last year. So last year she wanted to trade it in, but wouldn't because she was going to be so upside down she wasn't willing to be that upside down. She went this summer, they paid it off for 16.8, put it on the website for $19,999, which is more than she paid for it last year. They told her she bought a brand new Jeep with the Willys package or whatever. They told her to drive it however long she wants to come back. They would give her what she paid for that Jeep. Jeeps are going to hold all of it. It's nuts the difference in last summer and this summer.
My sister
up to $5,000 or $6,000 more than they were gonna give you.
She just got rid of her. She's got a Ford 350 something and a big thing. She's had for 3 years. Now I don't know how many miles on it. She went and bought a loaded Ford Explorer all-wheel drive, and it's loaded.
Yeah.
Plus they gave her a $20,000 check.
Yeah.
So they pretty the much Fords that was the nuts. Trade for her truck.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She owes, she's got, now she's got a Ford Explorer.
Can
she don't owe anything on.
Here, I gotta go over there.
They keep trying to get my car. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
I hate it for the taxpayers because it is, for the first time as long as I've worked here, used to, you know, when you bought your vehicle and come in and put it on, it was the most it was going to be that year. And then the next year, it took a pretty good dip.
Yeah.
And then it went down a little every year. This is the first time we've
seen them go up
the opposite direction. Sometimes quite a bit.
On a lot of vehicles.
Yeah. Not a time of year to go buy a vehicle. Or
time to sell. Just like houses. Time to sell.
Yeah, Charlie's got to replace it. And the only thing on the lot is those expensive things.
Yeah.
Is the premium.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit right where I'm at.
They did say car lots should not come this year. That we should not hear from the car lots this year. Coming about a loss of inventory because their lots are empty because they can't keep inventory and that we probably wouldn't hear from them. I know in the past we've heard from the Dodge Place and some others that we probably wouldn't hear from them. But.
Wild year.
It has been wild. It's crazy that some people have lost revenue because of things, but then on the flip side, you know, AT&T and the park stores and the DGs and the
funeral homes.
Everything has gone up, so. It's weird that what affects one has made the other one go through the roof due to this.
Well, what did they say about restaurants? Are they going to be here?
They didn't really talk about restaurants, but there
have
been some
restaurants.
Yeah, they didn't
mention restaurants at all.
There's definitely been some restaurants closed or been hurt. Yeah.
There's been a lot of closures.
Yeah.
Hey, on the issue of whether y'all can look at evidence before the hearing, I don't have any problem submitting that to y'all. I don't see any restrictions. The one thing is, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, right. Between yourselves beforehand.
Cool. Yeah,
so if they look at it, are they allowed to do any kind of research or bring any kind of evidence, or is all the evidence brought for the assessor's side on us?
Yeah. Don't look at anything other than what's been provided. Don't make a trip out there. Don't.
Okay.
But I think if, for instance, like a hotel comes in and submits a 40-page document, you're okay reviewing that document before you come in.
Yeah, because that's the evidence that's brought in. So.
Yeah, that was one thing since this change, I guess, a few years ago. We couldn't use our individual knowledge of something
or
type of property. That's always
something
that's beneficial in the past,
right?
Yeah. Even to the taxpayer.
Right.
If you see the evidence or you see something, don't call Chrissy to talk about it. Don't call Tatch to talk about it. You can call me if you have a question, that's fine, but you don't need to talk to Chrissy about it. Another thing, just briefly, we talked a little bit about conflicts of interest. Generally, conflicts of interest are personal or fiduciary gain in that particular decision. So the idea that you sold a property or sold that property previously doesn't really have a bearing on this assessment. If for some reason this assessment affects your value, either personally or through your family, then that would be a conflict of interest, or business, obviously, too. But other than that, just because you have knowledge of the property does not necessarily mean that that would be a conflict.
So y'all would be able to send them the application and whatever evidence?
Yes.
Ahead of time?
Yeah.
So you won't have to keep two separate emails. If you send emails, you will be able to send that email to all of us at once.
Well, it's just easier to put the partial number and stuff with the person's name, and we weren't even giving you their name last year.
Yeah.
So when I canceled something, it was confusing because you still had other hearings.
Yes.
But now I can cancel a particular name hearing, and that makes it easier for y'all to track.
Number, yes.
Last year was confusing because it wasn't tied to anything. And so we got...
And we spent a lot of time going through the evidence.
We did.
A lot.
Yeah.
And back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, so this will be better that y'all can see that petition with Chrissy's stuff behind it. Of course, and then when we get the evidence from the taxpayer, then we can forward that to you.
And what I would encourage you as the chairperson governing all the hearings is have a procedure. Y'all can decide however you want to do it, but I would suggest you let the assessor make the assessor's argument, you let the tax payer make their argument. There can be a 2-minute rebuttal or short rebuttal, and a short rebuttal from the taxpayer, and that's it.
Yeah.
If you keep going back and forth, then sometimes it becomes less of a formal legal hearing and more like divorce court on TV. So I would encourage, and you're in charge, so you get to take control and say, Mr. Taxpayer, you've got 3 minutes for a rebuttal or 2 minutes for a rebuttal or whatever, and that way they're not, because most people aren't used to formal proceedings, and so they just want to interrupt and say, well, I want to say something to what the Senate Chief just said.
That.
Yeah, and you just need to say, look, you'll have your time.
Okay.
You'll have your time, but for right now, we're going to let the assessor give her evidence, and you'll have your chance to reply, but I wouldn't let them keep going back. And the same thing, Chrissy, once they're done, I know it's tempting to say, but I know that they're not telling you the whole truth, and I get it, but there's got to be an end, and that way you're not just having this battle back and forth.
Okay.
And I'll still print their application and their cards and bring them like we always have. That way y'all can still flip through them and make notes on them and figures on them, whatever.
Okay.
Even though it's not the first time y'all have seen it, we'll still have copies of them in here. Because Margaret still gets one that day and keeps a packet of what all we bring.
And Margaret, have they signed their affidavits?
Oh, nope. Maybe. I got to figure out their affidavits. Do you know, have that in the book? Can you go copy those affidavits out of the book? And the oath of office. Yeah.
And as the chairperson, you'll give the oath.
Allison, they were in the back of that blue book.
For all the hearings, that'll be the very first step. You'll need to make sure that they're all under oath and understand that your duty and authority as the chairperson to administer those oaths.
Okay.
And I am going to come up this afternoon and post the model rules.
That's my certification.
Okay, thank you. I'll come up here and post the model rules somewhere back here on the wall.
Okay.
So they're back here all the time. But I also email them to all the taxpayers at that time. But it does say they have to be posted. I don't know if there's a place outside.
Well, I was wondering.
In the hallway.
Are we going to have that door closed?
We can.
I'm wondering if we could just put it on the door.
I may just tape them to the wall back there somewhere, but
yeah.
It's all glass windows. I know there is little frames out. Oh, I think I may have them down in my stuff, but I don't know. People won't look until they get in here.
True. Would it not be good to ask about if they read?
I send them the model rules along with a letter from Philip to everybody that requests a hearing, and It's just that the rules say that we should have some posted.
Yeah, he mentioned that.
So I can put them in a binder and put rules real big on it and, you know, stand them somewhere. Or you might let them know there's rules if they need to refer to them. I could put them in a book, a binder.
It's really more of a formality.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. You could just tape it, whatever you feel right.
I just know if things are on the wall, people really don't look at what's posted.
I bet you if we looked at the law that says it has to be posted, it was written in 1934.
Right.
But not everybody had mailboxes and folks were coming in by...
Well, it's in the model rules that were just done.
Well, I was looking at the door this morning because I'm like, okay, is there a mask rule? Because I didn't know. I actually looked
at the
door.
And there might be a mask rule, but as of right now, there's not.
Okay.
I know, I had to go through every now and then and pull stuff off that door, because once it goes on that door, it never comes off that door. And then all of a sudden, you can't see out the doors, because they're all the postings people have to put on the doors. Well, nobody comes to this courthouse to see those postings anymore. So it's kind of silly to post something on the doors of the courthouse when we don't have court here.
Well, the 1930 rules.
That's right.
Wow.
But the people that post never come back and pull it back off the door after the hearing or whatever the notice is for. So I go check dates and pull them off.
And what do they use this big courthouse for?
For me.
It's all Margaret's.
It's all the bottom floor.
You don't want to go in any other parts of it.
Yeah. IT and the sheriff's office has a little, and then this courtroom for quorum court and for y'all. So I called Paulette and said, don't let them use the courtroom during the day of the month of August. I'll let you know about September soon. And I blocked off Thursday evening so that nobody can book and use the courtroom. But the public can book it if, you know.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When the county really gets in a financial bind, we'll start selling tickets on Halloween to tour the prison on the fourth floor.
$20
a piece, we might
go find Marvin.
They're going to want their money back, because when they open that door and the smell, and the smell is unbelievable up there right now.
Especially this time of year.
Yes, it's very bad. It's very bad, and I'm about to pull all my records out. It got wet from the leak, and it's bad.
Oh. Tanya swears Marvin's just sitting up there waiting for somebody to find him.
Oh, I don't doubt he's up there. But
I usually take groups up there to tour. I take groups, you know, folks that just want to see. But it is it is certainly a relic of the past.
Yeah.
If they don't quit putting stuff in the doorways.
It's a catch-all for everybody around here that wants to store something somewhere. They go up there and out the door and put it in there and put it in the door.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but they put it in the door. All the sales are just about empty now. Circuit Clark's got all her stuff out. I have very little up there. But they have to put it right there in the door. All right, there's two different ones. So you got two different ones?
No. That was the only one that was back there other than a packet.
Okay, there's another one. So this is the oath.
I don't think we really have a petition, but she can go to Ashley or just
she's an elderly, so she
just wait. Yeah, there's technically if there's
I'll be back up.
There's what I read to them.
Request, but not
this is y'all's oath as a EQ board member.
Yeah, do we have one that I can read to?
No, the oath that they do, I do their oath in the meeting. That's why I'm here.
Okay, so I don't have to do the oath.
I do the oath.
Okay.
Isn't that right?
Say that again.
Mm-hmm. In the meeting, when they swear that they're going to tell the truth, I do that oath.
Right.
I think you can. I think both can. I think the chairperson can as well.
I think they did say the chair can do it, but... You just ask them to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing, you know, if they will, and they say, I do. But this is your official oath that you have to do before you can start conducting business.
You're usually the one that starts the meeting, goes around the room, and has everybody that's present.
I'm just going to let Margaret.
That's fine.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
Mark after 2018.
Huh. Where do you see that?
Well, the notary have to.
The notary, yeah.
Oh,
the notary will
do it. I need to renew mine come before February. I won't fit in there.
I'm trying to watch small. I built that house on Mill Lake, plans on staying there.
Yeah,
and when
I sold
that place, I just kind of like, okay, I'm.
Yeah. I was wondering what your in-laws thought about that. I've been moving away from them. But of course, now they're selling all that.
Well, they're selling everything. Well, I sold it to them.
Right.
Because I always told them, they said they get the first option of getting it before I sold it to anybody else. And they're selling all everything. Yeah. Everything his dad had.
What did Washington work that land where he's putting in building? I never looked.
It seemed like I looked, but I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Because
I've had 2-3.
And also, see what they
called me and asked me. I said, I hadn't looked it up.
Yeah, I forgot, but I keep, I don't ask him.
So I'm sure it's pretty good.
And I always wanted, what he sold the 2.5 acre wedge. To the other guy, I can't remember that guy's going to put a townhouse on it.
This is the
across the street there.
Affidavit you each have to sign.
Boddicker by now, or Boddicker, or whatever.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
Boddicker, that's right.
Yeah, I heard it pronounce it. But I can't remember.
We fill in the blank.
She just copied what was in the book last year.
Before Watson, more acres. And went through all the zoning and stuff and everything when it came right down to it. They didn't have the money.
This is the original they sent out to us in 2018.
Yeah.
Last year I redone them and. It is kind of weird they have this oath in front of a notary instead of a elected official.
He's about to get them things built.
Yeah.
Notary.
I just put the county stuff.
Oh, so she won't have to?
Well, I just, not there as far as I was going.
Oh.
Are we still on?
Yes. Have y'all adjourned?
No.
Okay.
I'll automatically do it.
I thought you did.
I was
just making sure.
Payday already coming up.
Should be.
I didn't want to assume she did. Or if I didn't do what y'all. No one must do it.
Gas money.
Don't
This year Margaret was trying to set it up early and for the 5-day rule so that we could meet this week and not just have this week sit. And so Allison just had those couple of people that ended up settling with them. I figured this morning, I told Allison, I said, well, while you're the reader of the minutes, because technically most people don't have to call till this morning. And so I figured this morning everybody would be just waiting to call and make an appointment. And so I'm eager to see how the next couple of days go of when they, now that they can start making them if they do.
Yeah, it will pick up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Fortunately or unfortunately.
And this year, the 16th is the last day?
Yeah. So you can write that on there. The last day that they can call is the 16th to make a, to set a hearing.
And we can meet however long it takes. They just can't make an appointment after that.
As soon as Margaret's done, she can swear it's all in.
Time frame, we've got about 30-minute hearings if it's get busy.
I think it's going to depend on
how busy.
Were you doing every 30 minutes or are you trying to
We were considering doing every 20 or every 30. If we do 20 and get off, that's okay. But if we do 30 and you get done in 10, then you got to wait 20 minutes for the next hearing.
I just think it would be easier to schedule 30 minutes at a time.
It gives us time if we need a bathroom break or make phone
calls. Well, especially if y'all were talking about a little bit extra time to discuss things after.
Yeah. Let's do it every 30.
If you do a continuance.
But I'm not sure we have to wait if everybody's present like we do like at a core court meeting. We don't have to wait if everybody's here and on time. Like if this,
the appellant.
Yeah. Right, if they're here, if the taxpayer's here. I think we can move on. So we'll do 30. We'll do 30 minutes.
Somebody like Travis or
well, he'll get a half a day.
They're going to get more time.
Yeah, he'll get half a day or a whole day, depending on how many he's bringing.
An hour.
You better talk about
telling him no. Don't give him all day, Margaret.
It doesn't take that long to say no.
Travis, you've got to do everything in 1 hour this year.
Oh, something I do want to bring up. We are on tape, and sometimes our comments get a little carried away.
Yeah.
So we do need to remember that.
So y'all do need to adjourn or make sure I know to stop the recording when y'all are done. Okay. All right, if y'all all raise your hand, aye, and state your name.
I, Jeff Lane.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Arkansas.
And the Constitution of the State of Arkansas.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the Office of Board of Equalization Member.
Who? The duties of the Board of Equalization Member.
EQ Member.
Thank you.
For Faulkner County.
For Faulkner County.
Upon which I.
Upon which I.
Am a now.
Am a now.
About to enter.
About to enter.
Amen.
All right. I'll see y'all later.
I'm going to tell you these three words. And I want
so we're repeating.
Anything? Yeah.
I can't repeat them.
Anything else? So I'm going to, do we?
Take a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Make a
second.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye. Any opposed? We're adjourning.
All right.